Well, thank you very much. My mum is still alive and she is 96. And my youngest grandchild is nearly 4. So we span quite a long time between us. Well, I'm going to tell you about an event that happened about 2,000 years ago. And this event has been written for us in the Bible by a doctor whose name was Luke. Now, it's very significant that the writer was a doctor, okay? But before we get going with that, I would like 9 volunteers, 9 people. Now, I don't know any names, so I'm going to whip along. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Sorry, but you have got a job you can do as well. Okay, so if I could 9 people, yeah, you'll need to line up sort of along here. Wonderful. Now, around the room, this is what other people can do. You might need somebody taller to help you get it. There are 9 pieces of card, this colour and this shape. And we need them here. So if you could get one each, they're around the room. Get one, please, and give it to one of the people on the stage. Yep, I can see one here. Anybody tall enough to get this one? Yes, please. Thank you. Brilliant. Can you give it to one of these? Here's one for you. Anybody not got one? There you go. It's yours. Do you want to stay here and hold it? Do you want to stay here and hold it? I think we've run out of people. Anybody without one there? Thank you. Right. Okay, you look like possibly the oldest. If you could all turn your letters round, would you now please just go and put them in order to make a word? Thank you. Oh, and I've got one left. Bill, could you come and give me a hand with this one? That goes up that way. It's a hyphen. It goes between a word. I'm just going to move this out of the way. Okay. Does an H usually go before a T? Yeah, that's sort of... He's got a hyphen.
I've got number 8.
The numbers aren't in order.
Oh, they aren't in
order. No. It's the letters that go in order. The numbers were just to remind me how many I'd got. So I think these two look as if the th goes together quite well, doesn't it? Anybody got any suggestions of what... Come on, you come and give him a hand. You come and move them around a bit. Okay, brilliant. Okay, have we got a word? I can't see from my side. Yeah, you got a word. Thank you, with a full stop on the end. Brilliant, okay. Well, this event that took place concerned 10 men who sadly had got the most terrible disease, which meant that their skin was covered with this infection that made their limbs, their fingers, their toes begin to drop off. A really serious infection called leprosy, and it was highly infectious. In fact, it was so infectious that in Israel, anybody who started to get leprosy was sent away from their home, and they had to live outside the villages, outside the towns. They were not allowed to mix with other people. And if they wanted to move from one place to another, they had to ring a bell so everybody knew, keep out of the way, the lepers are coming through. Now that is a terrible thing to happen. It means that all your friends, all your family, you can no longer be with. No mobile phones to talk to them. no way of contacting them. You were outside the city, outside the town, outside the village, and you couldn't mix with other people. And these 10 men were living like this. But you know, even if you don't get very close to people, you begin to understand something's going on. And they began to twig that somebody was coming to where they were close to their town, which was on the border of a place called Samaria and Israel. And his name was Jesus. And they had heard that Jesus healed people. Not many doctors around. Leprosy was this terrible illness that nobody knew how to cure. No cure for it. But they heard that Jesus was coming. And they thought together, let's go and see if he'll heal us. So they went together to Jesus, all 10 of them. And when they saw Jesus, he felt really sad for them. Without their friends, without their families, unable to work, unable to enjoy life. And he knew he could heal them. So he said to them, go and see the priest. Somebody like Chris, okay? Go and see the priest and see what happens. So he sent them off, okay? So you can all go off. You can have a quick look at Chris on your way out and go back to your seat. Off you go. Now, you know, an amazing thing happened. As they went to the priest and he looked at their skin was healed. There was not a mark on it. And the priest was able to say, you're healed. You're okay. Go back to your families. Go back to your friends. Go back to your homes. Enjoy life. And that was just amazing. They had the chance for a whole new way of life again. They could start to enjoy life.
Thank you.
And one leper returned to see Jesus and said, thank you. Only one. And Jesus said to him, weren't there 10 of you? Where are the other 9? And the story ends there. It wasn't a story. It was a true event. The event ends there. We don't know what happened with them all. They got on with their lives. But what a lesson for us. It is so easy to take everything we have for granted. I'm a very, very fortunate woman. I've had a series of wonderful jobs to do in life. I have family. I have friends. I ate breakfast this morning. I will eat lunch today. But how often do I remember to say thank you for that? Thank you is a very small word. The guys up here were able to put it together very quickly. But it's a word we often forget. God has given us so much to enjoy. There are many people in the world who don't have what we have. Let's not take what we've got for granted. The people who stop to think about us. I just read today in the Observer about homelessness in London. And it was interviews with various people who live on the streets because they no longer have a home to live in. And several of them said, what you need when you live on the streets is a friend or someone who will watch your back. In other words, look out for you. Jesus also talked about God. God who loves us, God who cares for us, God who made this amazing world that we live in. God watches our back all the time. When we're sleeping, when we're waking, when we're arguing, when we're having fun, God is always watching our back, always looking out for us, always there. That's amazing, isn't it? I think something to say thank you for. So if we feel we've got nothing else, worth saying thank you for today. Let's thank God that he's always watching our back. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that you are always watching our back, that you are always there for us, that even when we take so much for granted, the little things and the big things, you are always there for us. You are always here for us. You will never leave us. And I ask that you'd help us to become much more aware of all the things in life that we need to say thank you for, and to remember to thank those people who have given to us of their own lives. So thank you, God. Amen.